Welcome to Negotiating Happiness, the show that helps you find happiness, success, and balance in your work and life. I'm Adriana Fiestro, your host for this journey into entrepreneurship and personal growth. We're broadcasting live on 107.7 and 105.3 FM in New Orleans as part of the United Public Radio Network. We explore the latest strategies, insights, and stories from successful entrepreneurs and experts. From managing stress to building a thriving business, we've got you covered. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Adriana Fiestro, your host for Negotiating Happiness. We are broadcasting live on the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network on 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. And we are also on Roku TV. If you wanted to watch some of our shows, you can find our station at UFO Paranormal on Roku TV. Today, it is yet another beautiful Monday. It is March 25th, and I am here with the lovely Suzanne Soto Davies. Hello, Suzanne. Yay! How are you?
Hi, Adriana. Hello, everybody. Great. Thanks so much for having me. It's awesome.
I'm so excited you're here today. I'm just going to do a quick little intro and then I can't wait to dive into our discussion. So in today's episode, just welcome Suzanne. She is the owner and CEO of True by Nature, and we will be discussing Suzanne's journey into entrepreneurship from publishing to formulating eco-conscious hair care products. I'm so excited that everybody's here, so I hope everybody's grabbing their coffee and their lunch and kind of diving into our show today. So what is True by Nature? It is a Canadian company. It is founded by Suzanne herself, a certified cosmetic formulator and trichologist in training. Suzanne's mission began with her frustration to repair her damaged hair, even by using others' natural hair products. She studied extensively and obtained 2 diplomas and 3 certifications and began developing her Oblique brand based on the concept that hair products can be effective and eco-friendly by using nature-derived ingredients. Suzanne also studied holistic nutrition and is an avid eco-warrior, raising butterflies and advocating for the protection of bees. It's this nature-loving concept that is reflected through the natural products Oblique is based on. It's amazing. I love that I have this platform and I'm able to bring in, people and brands and businesses like yourself, because you never know. I don't think I would have ever known about you if it wasn't through social media and networking, Suzanne. So I'm so glad that you're here today.
Thanks so much for having me. And it's very interesting to listen to my bio actually out loud. So thank you so much for that.
It's wonderful. I love it. It gives a little bit of you and a little bit of the product, which is amazing. Like I was mentioning, we met through networking groups, which I'm really big fan of. I think We should all get out there and share information and share in the entrepreneurial struggle as much as we can. So I'm super glad that that journey brought us here together today. Just to kind of give a little bit of a background for anybody that's tuning in, maybe our American friends or maybe our Canadian friends. So, Suzanne, tell everybody where you're based out of.
So I'm in Burlington, Ontario, and Canada, obviously.
Amazing. So I actually grew up in Burlington. I don't know if I ever told you that, but I did.
No, yeah, so you didn't.
I'm very familiar with Burlington. It holds a special place in my heart. Awesome. I know there's a couple of Burlingtons in the States too, but this is in Canada. So to all of us out there listening from New Orleans, or maybe even some of our listeners from Europe or Asia, hello. I just wanted to remind everybody that we are live. So if you have questions or comments for Suzanne or I, just go right ahead on whichever platform you're on and send us a little comment and we'll feature you on. If you are on Instagram, just bear with me because that's a separate kind of soundboard here. And I can already see the We Network Canada, the networking group that we met on, is saying hello. Hello, ladies at the We Network. So same thing goes. If you have comments on Instagram, put them on there and I will read them out loud for sure. So Suzanne, tell us everything. I can't wait to hear about it. What did your beginning journey look like?
Yeah, I think we have a lot to unpack Yeah. We're
We've got an
gonna, we
hour.
have a
We've
lot
got
to
an
talk
hour. We're
about.
good.
So we're going to be talking about hair, obviously. So if any of you have hair or scalp questions, bring them on, pop them in. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurial stuff because many of us are business owners that didn't necessarily mean to be business owners. And I'll give you a little bit of background for me and my journey is I was actually one of those people that wanted to do everything in life. I didn't grow up thinking, oh, I want to be a nurse or I want to be a, you know, I want to be in construction. Like I never knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to do everything. And it was so overwhelming because for me, I wanted to, you know how to build things, use power tools. I wanted to know how to change the oil in my car. I wanted to know how to make butter and cook and sew. So I was interested in everything, and that stems from my background in South America. So I was born and raised in Peru, and I came from a family that, you know, we didn't have much, but I was perfectly happy not having much. I didn't know any difference. So I'm very thankful for my parents for having raised me with that mentality where, you know, you need something, you do it yourself. You don't know how, then you figure it out, you know? I think many people will be able to relate in that we push our kids from too young to figure out what you want to be when you grow up. You know, so
Yeah,
now we're
no,
finding
totally.
some, yeah, we're finding some kids now are 15 and 16 years old and they have to decide what they want to do for the rest of their lives. Well, we don't know. You know, how are we supposed to know from such a young age when we haven't done anything? So, and I was on the same boat. For me, it was like, I have no idea what I want to do. So I studied everything. I studied interior decorating, interior design. I went to police school for a year. I studied holistic nutrition, and that's where I fell in love with nature, I guess. It opened my eyes to a bigger world than ourselves, if that makes sense, you know?
I think it's so beautiful to hear people's stories when they talk about when they come from other places. I also wasn't born here, and I also lived in another place, and I feel like the things that you had described, my very day-to-day logical brain goes, oh yeah, those are the things that, you know, we used to do as a society way more often, and now we're just kind of focused on career and whatever else. But it's undoing all of that, you know, bad imagery to understand that you can do both, or you can integrate them both into your day-to-day life. That is really beautiful because like my mom was a tailor, but I know how to sew because of that. But my friends probably don't know how to sew because they didn't have that sort of exposure. But I feel like here, growing up here in Canada, we don't really put a lot of emphasis on that. I do see some of the schools now are bringing in more programs where they allow, you know, kids to learn about gardening and growing your own food and whatnot, but that's pretty much the extent of it. And I know that people go and take home ec, right, where they learn how to cook, but it's just not the same. It's not the same education that comes with it. And I feel like we're, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I have, so funny that you mentioned, I have Peruvian friends and they're wonderful. They also, you know, were born and came over here and have a wonderful life. They all have careers and whatnot, but they can also think back to simpler times when we did the simple things and we, you know, we learned from that, and we're hoping to now teach our kids to do that. So it's wonderful to see that some of those traditions are being pulled from other places and being brought here, because I don't feel like this is the norm here, right?
Yes, and I think we have a lot to learn from each other and from different cultures. And
That's
that's one
right.
of the things that makes Canada so wonderful is that we are so multicultural. We learn from each other and we embrace everybody else's culture. Right. And this and it's and that's such a growing trend. And I love to see that because now we learn from, for example, in the States, they have prep school, which I think is wonderful.
Right.
So You graduate from high school, you go to prep school, and in Mexico they do the same thing, in some other countries they do the same thing. So you're able to figure out what you want to be when you grow up by having taste tests of different careers. You know,
That's right.
that's something that I would have loved to have an opportunity to do, but I never did. So
That's right. That's right. Oh, we've got a YouTube listener, or I guess viewer. This is Foxy Joe. Hello. Hello, ladies, and hello, UPR. And thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Make sure you keep sending in your comments. We love to see it. And for anybody listening, we might be you might not see the full extent of it, but we're very happy and smiley and wavy whenever you guys tune in, so that's great. So let's kind of go back to that. So that was kind of your beginning. So I understand where some of the, the natural roots are coming from. How did you decide to start out your whole working life?
And to be honest, I sort of fell into it. My working life, I was finishing high school and I studied all these different things, like I mentioned. And somebody had suggested graphic design to me. And I thought, okay, I'll learn it. So they taught me while I was studying also graphic design. And that was my first sort of taste test into the working world. You know, I learned graphic design in a world where that wasn't really taught. Now you have to realize I'm old. Okay. I'm in my
We
50s, and this is a time where the Mac computer just came out. So there was no Macintosh, no Apple computers then. I bought my first Mac, which the screen was like 3 by 6 inches, and it cost me $3,000. I don't know
Oh
how
my
many of you
gosh.
relate to that. You know, raise your hand, make a
I love
comment.
it.
But so I learned that doing graphic design was something that I really enjoyed because I was able to use my creativity. So that
That's
was
right.
fun, and I started doing that. And after that, I studied holistic nutrition also on the side because I was always in tune with nature. And that was due to my grandmothers. I always say that, and I share that in my website as well. My grandmothers were, you know, such doers, such entrepreneurial, spirited women, strong women. And I love to see them make stuff. They were creating things, you know. But it was all nature related. So I love that. And so I thought, whatever it is that I'm going to do with my life, it has to be connected to nature somehow. So fast forward from the graphic design, I went into publishing. And I sort of fell into that again. You asked me how I started my career, and many of you will relate to this. I actually had an astrological reading done at one point. And the lady that did
I
the
love
reading
this.
for
Tell
me
me
was
more.
this, she was awesome. So she said to me something that stuck with me that I'm hoping many listeners can relate with as well. Your career is like a tree. You're going to start with an idea. And then from the idea, it's going to branch out. And that ended up being me because I started with graphic design. And from there, it was branched out into publishing. And I never thought that my life would get into publishing. It just sort of happened, you know? You need to be able to see the little things, the little signs, I guess, that life gives you. You know, where are your passions? What are the things that make you tick? You know, what do you like? And that sort of will guide your life in a way where you're going to be able to find your path. I don't know if that sounds too woo-woo
No, we love
for you,
woo-woo
but
here. We definitely love woo-woo
yeah,
here
bring on the
because
woo-woo.
if we didn't have woo-woo, I think some days would be a lot harder than they need to be. Woo-woo is kind of like alternative therapy is sometimes how we call it. So I love it. Oh, I just wanted to also say, Maria from the We Network had joined on Instagram and said, "Hi, ladies. Hello, Maria. Thank you so much for joining." So lovely to see so many familiar faces, right? And I think Foxy Joe is sending us other comments as well with the making some funny comments about not knowing happiness and purpose. Well, welcome to the show. Maybe you'll find some here and maybe you'll be able to share some along the way.
For sure.
I love everything you're saying about how things branched out and started and say maybe got a little bit, you know, woo-woo. It doesn't mean that somebody else dictated your path. It's just, it's great to see how you can take one thing in your life from one aspect and then yet another aspect, and then your mind creates something that you didn't think about before. So you did first your graphic design, then you got into publishing. What kind of publishing are we talking about?
Okay, so this was in conversation with my grandmother years ago. And she said to me, there just isn't a magazine out there for us, for seniors, something that speaks to this demographic specifically. Everything's about, you know, for example, if you see a commercial on television for cottages, they always feature young people and they can't even afford cottages at this point. So where's us? Where's the seniors? Where's, you know, the booming demographic, the largest demographic then? What about us? You know, so I thought to myself at that point, maybe I should start a magazine for seniors. So, so what I did was I designed a magazine called Silver and Gold, and it was specific to the silver and the gold demographic. So boomers and seniors, and it focused on their specific lifestyle. And a lot of people ask me, what is that? So for me, it was about living after, like during work, you're in a sandwich generation where you're raising kids and you're also looking after older parents. It's about retirement. It's about travel. It's about dining out. Like that's the kind of thing my vision encompassed. And so I started publishing this magazine just out of my own city. It was Burlington at first, and then it expanded throughout Ontario, and then it expanded throughout Canada, and it went online, and it was awesome, you know. So That for 16 years, and I grew it to 40,000 copies 4 times a year. And it was really quite a journey. Yeah,
I loved it. And sorry, I think you cut out there. What was the name of the magazine again?
It was called Silver and Gold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, and then COVID hit, of course, and COVID shut down all publications because we weren't able to distribute it. People weren't advertising, so I didn't have any revenue. My printer shut down. People like my seniors, the senior demographic, were not able to pick up the magazine to read it. So I tried to put it online. But of course, the demographic wants a handheld magazine. So it was just a lot of work for little reward in terms of satisfaction financially, but also satisfaction with my time, with what I wanted to do for life.
Right.
So then I ended up closing it down and I had to move on to different pastures.
And, you know, I do end up talking to a lot of entrepreneurs that were sort of born after the pandemic has started or just before or just after. And it's really amazing to see that out of such collective trauma, collective struggles come out all of these amazing ideas and businesses. It's kind of like after the rain, when you see all the mushrooms start growing, it's kind of that, you know, you're kind of, you know, mushrooms are a little bit unstable. You never know what you're going to get, but they're also really nutritious and, you know, they, they help feed so much more in the end. It's kind of like that, since we're kind of relating it all back to nature. It's inspiring to see that it's always out of I don't want to say it's always out of necessity because entrepreneurs are passionate and you have to be passionate in order to be successful. But it's out of sometimes really hard times that you come with these ideas that most people think are risky. They're maybe low reward at first, or they think that, oh, this is never going to work. But if we all had that
Right.
attitude, I think we would lose out on so much of our creativity, our diversity, our ability to think of new things. I think progress would literally be stalled if we all thought the same way.
Right, exactly. Can you imagine if we all thought the same way, we'd all be wearing the same clothes? How boring would that be?
I know. I know. I like color. I like diversity. I like everything to do with
Yes.
different, right?
Yep. For
I love
sure.
it. I
Yeah.
love it.
So this
So,
is so now we're talking about getting into true by nature and how it all comes together.
that's
So
right.
I had to sh here I was shutting off my business of 16 years, and in the meantime, I had been experimenting with creating things, creating my own creams and lotions, and I had learned a few things through, YouTube was amazing that way, and following different DIY formulators. And then I found a company called Formula Botanica, and I took one of their courses, and I was hooked. So Formula Botanica is the leading institution learning how to make skincare and hair care. They teach in over 180 countries worldwide, and to thousands and thousands of students. And I joined and I studied the diploma in organic hair care formulation because, like you had mentioned in the introduction, I was frustrated with my hair, and it was just it looked awful. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see some of my before photos because I've shared them openly. It was so frustrating. And so I had been toying around with this as a hobby. And then when I closed down my magazine, I thought, I want to do this more seriously. So I took two diplomas, three certifications, and became certified as a skincare and hair care formulator. So I can design and create formulas that are safe, effective, and just amazing, and all plant-based. So that was all the birth of true by nature.
So that's how you went from publishing to formulating
Yeah.
products. That's
Yep.
amazing. And
Yeah.
what would you say kind of pushed you over the edge? I know you talked a little bit about how this was a hobby before, but there
Yeah.
must have been that something that, kind of made you go, this is a winning idea. What was that?
It was a combination of things. I think the first one was realizing that I can create something that other people's like, but something that works for me as well. Something that was transforming my hair, transforming my skin. And when I was giving it to friends and family to ch test, they were saying, "Oh wow, this is amazing stuff! Like I love it. You should sell this," like everybody says. It was that, and also the fact that I was creating products that were nature derived. So instead of using so many synthetic ingredients that were petroleum derived, that were ecotoxic, and that I had to worry about what's being flushed down the drain, I was creating these products that were not only safe and effective, but also using ingredients that supported nature and supported our ecosystem. And that was like, mind blown. Like what just happened? It was great.
So not only are they eco-friendly, we also have to think about, a lot of the things that we use these days, including in our detergents or our clothing, even our hormone disruptors, and being women, that affects us with everything. We just don't think about it, but if when you start reading about it, when you start understanding why certain things happen the way they happen to our bodies, or how we age, or how we, how our health changes, it really comes down to hormones. So finding products like these are really, really important. And I say this because I have problems with hormones, and also I am a fellow curly girl. I honestly I have such a hard time finding products that work for my hair that when I stumbled upon your product, I was just, I'm patiently awaiting for your conditioner to come out because I'm going to pre-order. I was looking at that and I said, I struggle with conditioners a lot. I need a lot of moisture. And I did go on and I looked at your before and afters and I was like, wow, I have pictures that could fit in the before category for sure. So I'm super excited to try it.
Okay, we're going to be talking about your hair, and we're going to be talking about why you should stop straightening your hair.
I know. And to be fair, I moved a lot, a long time ago. I moved away a little bit from the traditional straightener, but I do blow dry it with a round brush, so I do pull at it still. But you know what I mean. I'm trying. I don't. It doesn't always happen. And if you go back to some episodes, you'll see. My lion's mane is what I like to call it, and it does come out. But I definitely understand the struggles. So it's just this kind of made
Well,
sense, you know.
and there's something to be said about products for the hair and for the skin. And you mentioned what it's going to do to our bodies. And for me, it was always a two-prong approach, is what it's going to do to our body and what it's going to do to our earth. Because as somebody like I, in case you didn't know, Adriana, I raise butterflies. I raise monarch butterflies
Amazing.
when it's that season, and I raise swallowtails. So I'm very in tune with nature. I'm a huge advocate for the indigenous communities, for them to have water. So those kinds of things, like, it brings it full circle for me. So what will happen to everything we're putting on our skin and on our hair when it's being flushed down the drain? That's always a big question, right? What's going to happen with all this plastic packaging? All of those different things really affect me, and so deeply that I knew that when I created my products, I wanted them to be eco-friendly in the sense of being safe for our skin and for our hair, but also safe from what will happen after. I need to be responsible about the packaging I'm producing and about what's going to happen to it. Simply saying something is recyclable, it's BS, honestly. It doesn't cut it anymore. So we need to think beyond that, you know? And
Can we
sorry.
can no, I was just gonna say something really quickly before we move on too quickly. So, I love that you're an advocate for the indigenous communities, and what you said there was that, they still don't have clean water. And I kind of wanted to highlight that because through my work, I worked with clients that were in the wastewater industry, and I worked on research projects of very small Indigenous communities in Canada. I think what we had come up with was about 600 odd communities in Ontario alone. I just want to be very clear, in Ontario alone, that had issues with potable water, which is drinkable water. So I know that we like to live in a bubble and we are, quote unquote, a first world country, and we still have our issues. And I love that you mentioned that because it totally got me thinking about it, about how probably a lot of people still don't know that, yeah, we still have water issues here too. And because these communities are so small, they don't get the representation that they should be getting or the representation that they deserve. So that is very admirable that you have taken your product and you're thinking about it from before conception to after usage, not only just for your client experience, you're thinking about what's going to happen after and how does this affect the current problems that we are having. And another thing too, when you said that it affects you deeply, I think it affects all of us deeply. You're more in tune with it and you understand it better because most of the times people don't think about how our water is processed here, especially here in Ontario. I'm not sure about everywhere else. I'm talking about here in Ontario. We tend to flush down the drain a lot of harmful products that don't actually get filtered back when it comes right back through our tap water. So whether it's antibiotics, whether it's forever chemicals, they come right back to us. So it's actually an everybody problem, not just, an obviously an earth problem.
Exactly. Yes. And I will never forget going to see my naturopath, and he mentioned to me that I'm on estrogen, you're on estrogen, she's on estrogen, everybody's on estrogen, because what we put, like a lot of the medications and a lot of the products that we put on our skin and in our body, are being flushed down, obviously, and you can't get rid of estrogen. So now we're seeing a lot of different issues, like young children, young girls who are as old as 6 and 7 years old that are getting their periods, you know? So all of
Advanced
these different
puberty.
things, yes, exactly. So for me, it was like, okay, if I'm going to design something, it has to be something that speaks to me and something that I can relate with, and I want it to resonate with me. I can't just create something for the sake of, I made a shampoo, you know, go, everybody go and buy it. It's not like that for me. For me, it was about, it's got to resonate, you know?
We've got enough brands out there, and I'm not discrediting any of them. There's a lot of wonderful brands out there, but there's so much to pick from that it's really nice to see a brand that, first of all, you're not just doing it for branding, you're also living it. Like, this is your life, right? You are in tune with nature every day, not just when you go on Instagram and say that you're certified organic, or all of the lovely labels that everybody likes to use. So that's definitely something to appreciate, and that's definitely something that sets a brand apart, right? It's not just in the messaging, it's in the actual, hey, I live and breathe this. This isn't just for publicity. So before we continue, because I'm having so much fun this conversation, we're already at the halfway mark here. So I wanted to do a quick station intro. So for anybody that's just tuning in, you are listening to Negotiating Happiness, and I am your host, Adriana Fierastro, and we are live on the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network at 105.3 and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. And if you wanted to find our channel for some of our other shows that are on Roku TV, it's UFO Paranormal. And I'm here with Suzanne from True by Nature, and we're talking specifically about her Obloom line, which is the hair care product line. We're diving into her entrepreneurship journey and how she started out in publishing, and she's now into formulating products, which is a completely different industry, completely different way of doing business, which I love. So, where we talked about, not only is it eco-friendly, but we're addressing some social issues. We're also addressing health issues, and we're addressing a general branding experience, right? We talk a lot. I've talked to publicists on this show. I've talked to marketing specialists. I've talked to PR and so on and so forth. And this is very much goes into what everybody else is saying, how to be authentic in this day and age when we get, plastered with all of these, pieces of information, and our brain is just not, we're processing information at a rate that we've never have before in our life. So it's really important to be authentic and to resonate with people, and to resonate with the right people in order to get your message across. This isn't just about a product or a sale. It's about making sustainable changes in our lives, right? We're talking about our water, the water that we drink, the water that our children drink, the situation, the living situations that all of this water, creates for certain communities. It's a really much bigger issue than just hair. It's just you happen to look good in it too.
Exactly. And I'm glad you, yeah, that's right. You want to look good, but you want to feel good in your skin, and you want to feel good because I think your emotional health is much more important than we give credit to. And for me, I want to be able to put my head down at night to sleep and feel good that I've created something, but I haven't disrupted something in the process. And I think that should go for every business. Like, you work a lot with, PR people, real estate, and even if it's legal, and even if, like, whoever you are, everybody can make a little bit of a difference in their business and stand out, right?
That's
So in
right.
a sustainable way. So, come election time is one frustrating time for me, for example, because we see all those plastic signs on the lawns. And, even
Right.
those things.
Right.
So, there are different ways of dealing with your business so that you are sustainable. And for me, as a hair care brand, everything from what I put inside the ingredients, like what the ingredients that make up my products, to how they're vesseled and where they're sold and how they're shipped, everything needs to be taken into consideration. And I think everybody should do the same thing. We're all responsible, right? We're all
Of
grains of
course.
sand.
Of course, of course. I just wanted to pop into so on our Instagram feed here, we've got Dynamic Medical Rejuvenation. She's also one of the ladies from our networking group there. And she commented, "I love Suzanne's hair care. It has really helped my daughter's kinky hair with the little purple heart." That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear
Yay.
it. Yeah, I mean,
That's awesome.
you can
Yeah.
see it. You can definitely see when it's a good product or not. I've also used to have, these before and after pictures of whenever I could get my hair to look from stringy to the actual curls that I was used to when I was a kid, right? The problem is our hair constantly changes. So even after I had my
Yes.
son, the texture of my hair changed, and here I am back to square
Yep.
one. So I'm so excited to try your product, Suzanne,
That's good. That's
because
good. Yep.
I need to not feel like I always have to, like pull and straighten and, do all of this stuff to it
Yeah.
so that it just looks neat. So I really
I
do
know, and that's
appreciate
and it's
that.
always it's a bit of a challenge because, as you mentioned, hair does change through the years. I have not known one single person who has used one product all their life.
Right,
It's
right.
impossible. Because hair changes, because hormones change, your needs change, your hair length changes, and that affects the products you use. So I think it changes and we need to adapt. And it's the
That's
reason
right.
why I created more than one type of shampoo, right? Because not everything will work for you for the rest of your life. You have to learn to adapt, and that's
That's right.
okay.
That's right. And that
Yeah.
could be from a simple thing like not knowing how to wash your hair or when or the frequency
Right.
or, right? So I did notice that on your YouTube, you've got quite a few, how to's and whatnot. So I just posted for everybody in the comments here so they can have a chance to look
Cool.
at the link. But Suzanne's got a YouTube channel and she goes through all of that fun stuff on how to use these products just to, make your hair a little bit more manageable. I speak from experience.
That's right. So, I mean, I think when it comes to your hair products, just like everything else, just like any other business, I often ask people, what is your hair type? What issues are you seeing? And the thing that people ask me the most often asked question is, why is my scalp so oily? Why is my hair so dry? Why is my scalp so oily and my hair so dry? I get that all the time. I hear it all the time. And yeah, I mean, we can dissect that one if you want to. So, I mean, the most important thing with your oily. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. I think there's a little bit of lag here. Technical difficulties.
Yep. It's Monday, so that's okay. We're gonna, let the technical issues go on, so no problem.
That's right. No, that is a com I'm sure that is a common question. I've myself have asked myself that question before too. So, go ahead,
Yeah.
tell us what your recommendations are.
Well, yeah, and I mean it's very, very common to have an oily scalp and to want to wash it off because it's oily. But the oilier it is and the more you wash it, the oilier it will continue to get. There's a whole microbiome on your scalp, And the microbiome, for those who are not familiar, without getting into too much because it's too technical or too much information, it's like the gut flora in your gut, you know, that help keeps you healthy, but it's also happening all over your skin, all over your scalp. And the more you're going to wash it off by shampooing, the more your scalp will produce more oils to compensate. So of course, the oils are there to protect you, to protect your scalp from bacteria, from illnesses, from different things. And of course, what we're doing is by washing our hair every day, we're wiping all of that off, and we're telling our scalp, make more, you know. So, and our hair is becoming dry because we're washing it all the time, and the oils don't have a chance to go down the lengths of your hair. So, in easiest ways to explain it, that's what's happening there. So, yeah.
That's
Wash less
amazing.
often.
Yes, that's amazing. I love that. I love that it wasn't too technical, but it was also detailed enough that you could take action today.
That's right.
So what would you say to somebody who is thinking of making that switch of not only career but business, right? Going from an industry like publishing, knowing the ins and outs of it, it's obviously scary, it's obviously risky to going into a product-based business. Do you have any tidbits of advice for any of entrepreneurs that are in that situation?
Definitely. And the first thing that I would suggest is if you are offering a service, if you're a service-based business, there is nothing stopping you from offering a product as well, because that makes it a little bit exciting. Okay. And I've often talked to many businesses. For example, I'm talking to a friend of mine, a lady who has a gardening store. And I said to her, why don't you offer a product, like a skincare product to go with your gardening, a cream, maybe a hand cream for your hands, for your customers can wear a nice hand cream, you know? So whichever business that you're in, you're always able to offer a product. Either, for example, if you're a real estate agent, there's something you can always leave behind to thank your customers. Or you can always leave them not only a PDF of, you know, how to set up your furniture in your home, but you can leave them a little token, a little thank you that's very personal. So the best way to do that is just to really dig, first of all, dig deep and find out what makes it you. What is your customer about? Who's your niche? Because I think that will really determine the kind of product that you want to add or offer to your current business, you know? So I don't necessarily think somebody has to go from a service-based business to a product-based business. There is a way to incorporate both of them together. But what I tell everybody is niche down. You need to find out what your niche is. Who's your ideal customer? What are they doing? What are they thinking? What are they, male or female? Are they, where are they shopping? You know,
We have
so
this,
important.
we fall into this trap when we first get into business of wanting to help everybody because you're not really quite sure, where how this is going to work, where your clients or customers are coming from. So we fall into this trap of like, I can do that, I can
So
do that, I can
true.
do that. And I've been there and I continue to fall into this trap sometimes by offering custom solutions, but sometimes these custom solutions can go on and on forever in terms of variety. So that's such good advice to say niche down, find out who you resonate with the most. And here's newsflash, once you've grown, your customer base will change again, right? You're never going to just go through messaging once and be in business for 50 years with the same messaging. It's just not possible because everything is fluid, everything is changing every day. So it's fine. So try it out, niche down, experience some growth, see if that same niche or that same messaging, resonates still.
Totally.
Did your niche customer base also, evolve? Oh, great. So then what can you change? So it's really important to find that base, because then everything else kind of becomes easier too, as much as people don't understand at first, you know. Because if you want to help everybody, how can you talk specifically about one subject? You can't, because that's
Exactly.
not everybody's issue. Or how can you market it
Exactly.
to prove that this is your solution, when in
Oh,
fact
totally.
there's many solutions, right?
I
So
totally
that's
agree with
good.
you. And it's something that we're also taught in business is if you're trying to reach everybody, you will reach nobody. You have to niche down. And I'll give you an example actually with one of our products, which I just happen to have here.
Oh, good.
So this one here, for an example, this is a powdered shampoo that I designed. Okay. This is not a dry shampoo. So you take a little bit of this and you put it in a cup and you add your own water and it creates a liquid shampoo. And what this does is basically a tiny little bottle will go 40 washes, a
Wow.
long way. And you can see, for those of you who are able to see this and not listen to it, but it's a tiny little bottle that fits in my hand. It's an aluminum bottle, which
It's
is
like a travel
infinitely,
size for
yeah,
everybody listening. It's a travel size, yeah.
it's a travel size. So it's actually, it has more shampoo than a liquid shampoo bottle would. So then it has all the exact ingredients than a shampoo would, minus the water.
Right.
Okay. So this is a type of a niche product that I created for the type of customer that I reach, which is the ones that don't want to carry big plastic bottles of shampoo everywhere they go, or they're concerned about the recycling of the plastic because
Right.
only 8% of plastic will actually be
Right.
recycled, right?
Right.
So,
Right.
and so we're talking about niching down. When you niche down, you think, okay, this is an innovative product, but it's not for everybody. And I get that, you know, because I can't expect that everybody is going to like my shampoo products, that everybody will really even care if it comes in a plastic bottle or not,
I
right?
think it's great for traveling because then you're not lugging around all this extra weight.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings us to what I like to do in the last couple of minutes is I want to talk about what makes you happy. So what makes this all worth it for you outside of all of the causes that you care about and work with? I want to know what does Suzanne do to, you know, to keep that spark alive and whenever we talk about travel, that's my spark, right? That's my what keeps me
Yeah.
going. So, what does Suzanne do to refill her cup to be able to continue with this work?
Oh my goodness. How much time do we
We have
have?
10 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So to be honest, I work a lot because I just launched my brand a year and a half ago. So right now it's a big portion of my life is about my work. And I think many of us can relate with that because we want to make a go of it. We need to put it in stores. We need to make it right. We need to create more product. We need to get in touch with potential customers and do lots of marketing. But for me, the balance is really important. For me, finding balance means meditating. That's huge. And I need to do some sort of exercise because otherwise I sit in my butt a lot and we don't want that. So, mindfulness meditation has been a great driver for me, for finding peace and balance in my life, from my crazy life to my peaceful life. And nature, of course, you know, we need to find, reconnect with nature because it gives us everything we need.
That's really funny that you say that. Every time somebody says that, I get flashbacks. I get memories of when I was a kid and I was running around barefoot and where I grew up. And you know, you're and if you know anything about, you know, grounding yourself, making yourself feel a little bit more in tune with nature is, you know, putting your phone away and just going and taking a walk barefoot and, you know, through grass, through the go touch a tree, go. And it's
Earthing.
funny, I yes, earthing. And I was reading something about how it ended up being on the internet with something funny, but then it led to a piece of information that had some facts and some studies behind it. But it was basically like, like the tree hugger hippies knew what they were talking about, aka, hugging a tree actually, I think it spikes your oxytocin, or I don't know. It basically, it literally creates physiological changes in your body that make you feel good and
Oh,
more connected
totally.
to nature. And I said, see, I knew it. I knew there was something
Yes.
behind that. I knew
Grandma
it.
was right.
Yes,
Grandma knew
Grandma
what she
was
was talking
right.
about.
Even though it's really funny how they just knew, they didn't have all of the technological advances that we do. They didn't have Google. They didn't have all of these things. And somehow they just knew, right? It's amazing. It's amazing at what you how much you can change your life just by being in nature. But a lot of us are stuck, between four walls, and we don't make the
Yes,
time to
but
go
I think that's
outside.
also for our own doing though, because I
Of
think we need
course.
to give ourselves a break. And that's the
Of
toughest part,
course.
is that I think we're really hard on ourselves, right? We're really hard on ourselves. Work more, sleep less, eat crap. Like we're really hard on ourselves and on our bodies. And there has to be something that gives. If your work does really well and you do really well in business, well, how's your health? And how's your
Right.
peace of mind? And we need to be kinder to ourselves and to our bodies, because
100%.
I mean,
100%. And that's part of the balance, right? And I talk about this too. It's funny whenever I say to somebody, "Oh, I work for myself," or "Oh, I own my own business." And they're like, "Oh, that must be so great. You get to make your own schedule." And I immediately just want to start laughing because I said, "I work more now than what I did before." So please don't misunderstand. Do I
For
get some
sure.
flexibility though? I do. And I get to use that flexibility when I do want to do the things that really, keep that spark alive. But that is only a small percentage out of the entire time. Like you said, you just launched your brand. So for the last year and a half, you're working probably double time. And that makes sense to me. For somebody else, that doesn't make sense. But why would you do that? And I understand because you're creating something from nothing,
That's
right?
right.
And it's the same thing with me. It's like I've experienced growth, and now I am teetering on the brink of burnout, but also I still have so many building blocks to put in place to support this growth to be able to get to the next level. So what do I do? I try to book time off way ahead of time and then work around that, right? So yes, while it's great to be your own business and make kind of like your own pace, your own schedule, it doesn't come easy. It doesn't
No,
come so there are some rewards, and this is
for
basically
sure.
why this is called negotiating happiness, because you're negotiating your own happiness with the satisfaction you get from your work, from the causes that you support, from how you get to support your family doing this, and how your family supports you. Like, it's such an ecosystem, right? And it's so great to see so many of us that come from different backgrounds, from different struggles, kind of get on this path to create something from nothing, because that's really what this is, right? You're creating something that didn't exist before. Or even if it, for me, for services, my services existed before, but my brain in this environment did not exist before. The way that I think about things, the way I talk to my clients, so on and so forth. And with your products, these products never existed before. They're yours, right? So it's so
And I think it's
amazing.
really, yeah, and it, I think it's really important that if you're going to venture into starting a business of your own or running something that is going to be yours, that you also make that 20% time even to yourself, to breathing. You need a chance to balance it out and breathe, because otherwise, like you said, burnout happens very
That's right.
quickly and very easily.
That's
And
right.
before you know it, you'll be so fed up and will have lost your business and your health.
That's right. And we just got a comment in here from LDV Luxury Escapes. So this is Philomena and Angela. And they say, love the booking your own time. It's so important and on point.
Yeah,
Right?
for
And
sure.
it's It's 100% true, and it's funny because it also comes from also very experienced business owners that are coming and saying this. So if anything, try and find your balance, right? Don't just put your head down and work, because that's what you were doing before and you were working for somebody else, right?
Right. Yes. And you
So
need to make the balance happen. That's the point. And I call them little windows. So what I do is when I get up in the morning, I think of three intentions. I set three intentions, three things that I know I want to accomplish in that day. And they can be minute, like minuscule little things.
yeah.
Set three intentions. And if you get more done, great. But if you get these three things done, then you've come a long way, baby, you know?
That's right.
And then little windows throughout the day. Okay, lunch, I'll go for a walk. Maybe in between 3 o'clock, I'll have a cup of tea and I'll sit outside and look at nothing. You know, like just these little windows to breathe, you know?
That's my version of go outside and be a plant, right? I say this all the time. It's like, just go be a
Yeah.
plant. Even if it's overcast outside, you should still go outside because you are
Yeah.
still absorbing whatever is coming through, right?
Totally, totally.
So, yeah. But for
Yeah, and I
me,
mean,
go ahead.
no, I was going to say, Adriana, you talk about work smarter, not harder.
Yes.
And I think that is so important. It fits in exactly with what we're talking about, right? And smarter means if it takes you 6 months to get from A to B instead of it taking 4 months, then that's fine too. You have to be okay with that, you
That's
know, as long
right.
as, yeah, keep your mental health, you know.
But that's because, see, that it's funny that you bring that up. That's because people have different measurables. So if your
Yeah.
measurable is getting it done quick, then that doesn't make sense to somebody thinking, what are you talking about? But your measurables, Suzanne, are how am I coping with this? What is bringing me joy? And at the same time, still getting my, point across. Right?
Yeah.
So your measurables are different. And I think if you're only looking for somebody that has to look at analytics and has to look, at auditing systems and how your business is going, you have to look at what is affecting which measurable. There's never going to be only one measurable. You could have thousands of people that visit your website every day. It does not mean that you're making sales. You could have,
Exactly.
you could have thousands of followers on Instagram. But if you're not reaching anybody with your messaging, you'll be able to see it. So what are your measurables?
Exactly.
It's the same thing in life in your work projects. So
Yeah.
while it's taken me a longer time to put out my new website or my new page, my new landing page, I've also managed to, cater to four clients, or I've also managed to book a 3 week, time off vacation where it's going to be just me. And in the meantime, I've also made plans on how, I'm going to get that covered off with clients. And is somebody going to be checking in when I'm not? So in my mind, my measurables are, four check marks instead of one, which was you still haven't put out that landing page. Right? So it all depends on your outlook and your mindset. And sometimes I talk to a lot of people, a lot of clients, and I will tell them straight away, you're not ready for this. Come back and talk to me when you're ready for this. And it's okay that you're not ready for this. It's okay that we're not on the same page yet. We will be eventually. So come back then, So it just depends. Depends what you want.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Set your goals.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Suzanne, we've been having such an amazing time that it's now the hour. The hour has passed, and I have to say that I've learned lots and I've enjoyed hearing about your wonderful story. I hope you've enjoyed it as well.
It's been awesome. It's been great. I love this conversation, and I think we've touched on so many different subjects, and I love it.
We could have
Yeah,
a
thank
whole
you.
other show, so I think you just need to come back in the summer. How about that?
Perfect. Sounds
Amazing.
good.
Amazing. So, thank you so much for everybody that tuned in. I loved all of the comments and I loved everybody tuning in from YouTube, from Facebook, Twitch, Instagram. Thank you all so much. And a lot, and our ladies from our networking group, I always love seeing the support From one business owner to another. I love, love, love seeing that. And funny enough, we do talk a lot about how women do business versus how men do business, and it is very
Yeah.
different. So I love seeing it. Thank you so much for your time, Suzanne. You've managed to educate us in not only on hair care, but also on your entrepreneurial journey, which is wonderful. And we hope to see you again soon. And thank you so much to the platform as well, the United Public Radio Network and UFO Paranormal Radio Network, for giving us the opportunity to have these kinds of important conversations. And join us again next week. We will have another wonderful guest. And this is Adriana, your host from Negotiating Happiness. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Bye.